This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Here we go, another episode of Good Day Health. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend and colleague, Dr. Ken Kronos. When I say colleague, I'm not a doctor, but I consider him to be a broadcast colleague, and so that's where it fits in. He's been doing radio programs for quite a long time. He and I think, have been together for, 14, 15, 16 years? We've been doing this? Something in that
many
vicinity,
yes.
Anyway. And over the years, we've become very close personal friends. He's very helpful. You love his manner. A lot of people are going to him. I was with a doctor yesterday. Ken and I were just talking about me being, and I've let my HIPAA restrictions go to the wind because I think you can learn. I'm happy to be, as I say, a guinea pig for information. I had, Ken thinks, and so some others, that I had a TIA, which is a transischemic event.
Transient ischemic attack, reversible mini stroke.
There you go. All right, so anyway, Ken urged me to go to a neurologist. So yesterday I went to a neurologist, and he thought about what Ken has said. The brain doctor, exactly. And he examined the usual stuff, hold your hands out, the usual stand up, hold your one foot up, that stuff, which I've had now gone through about a dozen times. And then, he said, well, maybe you didn't really have a TIA, maybe you had something else. And, of course, Ken chortled at that. And then he wants me to do an implantable loop recorder, which Ken says, how many people listening to this program right now have one of these? And if you do, do you know how it's being measured? And I guess I would wonder why they would keep it in for a year. What happens? Will it tell in a year whether I have any worms hanging around in my heart, as you call them? The worms, what is it? Atrial fibrillation is like a bag of worms beating in your heart. Right? Isn't that how you describe it?
Right.
Yeah.
He must have thought you had a TIA, and he's just not sure, as I am or anyone, what was the cause. Mm-hmm. And we're going through a series of tests, not all at once, but until we try to find, if we can, the cause, because we don't want you to have the big one. Because TIAs, one thinks, we got the little one out, we're all fine, but actually, usually it's a warning that there's a big one coming if we don't do something, so we're trying very hard.
I had one, 20, 25 years ago, and I had forgotten about it, but my other primary care doctor here, Dr. Bordick, said, I remember when you first came to see me that you'd had one of these things. And it's kind of just gone out of my mind. We didn't really do anything about it. I went to see him, and that was it. I didn't go to the hospital, didn't have any tests. I didn't have any of it.
Are we sure that was a TIA many years ago?
I don't know. I mean, we're not sure that we had one now.
No, but it was exactly the same thing as what happened this time?
No. Okay, I don't remember what happened before. It was kind of a moment of me losing some sort of reality quotient.
We're not sure that was a TIA. This one, you were examined by several doctors, a neurologist in the hospital. The event that occurred currently, the ER doctor confirmed, the neurologist in the hospital confirmed. So this one we know was a TIA. The one you had several decades ago, we're not really sure. It was a different kind of event.
I wonder how many people listening to us right now have had that experience. How many of them had the monitor? How many of them had a TEE, which I never had heard of before? You said get a TEE.
Transesophageal echo. It's an echo from looking inside, like you're having an upper endoscopy. The imaging tip is at the surface of the endoscopy tube. And we do this to see if you have a clot in the heart or a hole in the heart.
And that's exactly what this neurologist said to me. He said, that's a good idea. I'd do that. He was, it's just, I am fortunate that I have access to lots of people, although Ken thinks
you have
drives
too many
them all
opinions.
Crazy.
You have too many good opinions.
Good opinions. All right. Well, listen, got to balance them all and figure out what's going on. Listen, this is a big change for me in my life. I've never been on meds before. I know you are.
You.
And I take it as that. But I've never been on any meds before. So it's a big thing for me. And more importantly, what you pointed out to me, and you didn't want to say it in as many words, but you said gently, talk to your therapist. And I knew exactly what you were saying, and I stepped right up to the plate.
You must have, because you digested this so much better.
Well, I've digested it because I know myself, and I know that there in the ego, we all have an ego, and it's not the
Doug
ego.
Doug Steffen has an ego? Wait a second.
It's a small E.
Wow. Wow.
Uh-huh.
You did talk to a therapist. What insight? Go on.
My ego didn't want me to admit
exactly.
that I was fallible,
exactly.
that I was susceptible to things that other human beings would have, because I've lived a life that's been different than most people.
Groundbreaking insight. Go on.
And how I've lived my life. So I've not had any need for meds. And, you know, they're all amazed when I tell them I've never done drugs.
You have a great therapist.
I don't do any alcohol. And those things are usually what brings about some of these challenges, maybe earlier on, though. Get to be my age, I guess it's pretty rare. And the other side of it is to be thankful that there are things like these statins, even though they're anathema to guys like Jack Stockwell, they are there and have, in this circumstance, I'm convinced, you know, somebody said, well, in 30 years, I might do this, that, or the other thing. I'll be damn thankful if I'm still around in 30 years to worry about whether there's some outcome from taking statins, because at that point, I'll be 103.
In all fairness to my good friend Jack, Jack, if one has plaque and they're carotid and they had a TIA, is Jack really against the statin in that setting?
No.
Okay,
Thank you.
I just want to give fairness
to
Jack. Go on.
By the way, the business of what the neurologist said, he was amazed. I told him that I have no plaque anywhere in my thoracic cavity. Clean, no arterial plaque, nothing. And I said that you said that it was due to taking fish oil supplements, and he also agreed, yep, fish oil is great for you. So I said, well, why do I have, I ask him the same question I ask everybody else. So if I have a clear thoracic cavity and no plaque there, why do I have carotid? He said, because it's a different kind of plaque. It acts differently. But he said, you've got 40 on one side, 50 on another. We don't really worry about it until you get to be 70. And I think the first time you measured it, you said the same thing to me.
Correct.
But I don't, who wants to wait? I don't want to then have a Roto-Rooter go up in there and clean the stuff out. One of my dearest fellows, my second father, and this was 1980, but he died of a stroke because the plaque got loose in his carotid.
Exactly.
And gonzo.
And that's what the statin lowers the risk dramatically of.
Yeah, right. So I'm for it. I'm on it. We just got to find one that doesn't give me crazy cramps. And get a
we will. We will.
Yeah,
I try to give you the best stuff, and you don't want it.
I want it. I do want the best stuff. That's just it.
I
don't want stuff that's going to make me crazy. Dr. Ken here from Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida. If you want a really good consult, you don't want to. And by the way, this guy, the neurologist said to me, it's unusual for me to see patients these days. Most of the stuff I'm doing is online. I said, I understand that, but I insisted that you see me. And he said, yep, it's a good idea. In this circumstance, I want to see what you're all about. So, but yeah, a lot of people are doing it, whether it's cardiology, no matter what. But if you want a good consult, general conversation with a man who knows the body from head to toe, Ken's your man. If you call the office at 352-735-1400, you can begin a relationship with him that may help you through all kinds of things. And we talk about that in our most recent Good Day Health podcast with Dr. Ken. Actually, we have three or four main topics each time we get together. The main one here, or at least one of the main ones, lowering your risk of cervical cancer. One of the things that we talked about. We also viewed or looked at skin-on-skin contact with infants and how critical that is to them developing. And speaking of babies, the mothers who are exposed to gluten maybe helps the baby not be gluten intolerant. All right, lots of things, lots and lots of information every week. Dr. Ken, the most recent Good Day Health podcast is at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get into it here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and his analysis of a lot of things that have appeared this week in the medical journals. I think one of the things, the most speculative stuff has been on Trump and his treatment. You want to talk about the things that he was given and whether, some of the stuff was kind of controversial. It would seem anyway, Ken.
We know how he was treated, and I think this is a lesson here to everybody and of great interest, because we have been looking for very effective therapeutics. And interestingly, Trump identified one interest early, the hydroxychloroquine with the Z-Pak, which you also identified very early from this world. Yes, from this world-famous infectious disease doctor at the University Medical School in Marseille, France. And unfortunately, that got so politicized. And then all along, we've been, as the vaccines are in development, we've been looking for new therapeutics. And it always seemed to me, among others, if we could have a monoclonal antibody for a virus, that's where we actually give you the individual early on, as soon as you're infected, turn positive with the test. What your immune system hopefully will make is a selective antibody against the virus, that would be an amazingly effective therapeutic. And very cleverly, Regeneron scientists put together a cocktail of 2 antibodies from the same B cell that selectively severs the limbs of the virus where it attaches onto the receptor in the airways of the body. If you've seen these models of the coronavirus, on its limbs, it holds on to the receptors. Yeah. It has these little claws, these daggers. Yeah. Yeah. And this cocktail selectively breaks off these daggers that connect to the body.
That was the stuff that was invented by the scientists in the war room in the Wuhan laboratory. This was how people know that this wasn't just an accident, because these things were deliberately engineered, if you will, into the product. And that's why it's had as devastating effect as it has. More on the COVID situation. We've got a couple of stories, and then we'll move on to other areas. Here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken, and I know you're teasing me because we have that relationship. But there's, with the inflammation that is, you know, all disease is caused by inflammation. Something is not right, out of sync, and it causes an inflammation. And I think I may have had emotional inflammation in terms of you and I talking about the therapy and thinking about what it is that triggers me, and so I think that understanding that we're all human and we're going to have certain things that happen to us as we get older, you need to sort of claim or reclaim your equilibrium if you're anxious about things. And who, when they hear, you know, whatever the diagnosis, Ken has people come in his office every day and he has to tell them they have heart disease, and here's how you treat it. So do you concentrate on the heart disease, or do you concentrate on fixing it? And that goes for the emotional side of it, too. So, you know, psychologically, you're told, I got heart disease. My God, what am I going to do? And then you work through it. Think about what the alternatives are. If you do nothing, then see you later. But if you listen to guys like Ken and listen to the other people in my circumstance who have expertise, then you learn from it and you understand they know more about it than you do. I mean, you can certainly read up and you can certainly study up and you can come do a lot of research. But, I mean, guys like Ken, they've been at this for 35 or 40 years. What, you think you're going to know more than they do? Ken will happily tell you that he knows more now and he doesn't even pay attention to what he learned in medical school because everything's changed. And it does. And so, you know, give yourself the support that you need, and hopefully for you and everybody in your family, that they all understand what it is that you're going through, and they don't say, oh, gee, that's too bad, I feel so sorry for you. That's BS. That's not going to help you. What can we do to help is the best question, and that would be support and getting the kinds of treatment that you need. You know, if you need a ride to the doctor, that's the stuff that helps, not saying, oh, gee, I'm so sorry. That's baloney. Having said that, I think that sounds like tough love, Ken, don't you? A little bit?
I think that you've made some progress over the past couple of weeks in dealing with your own circumstances, and you need to be congratulated.
Well, you know what? One of the things that set me going, I've been thinking about this, and my children and I have been back and forth about, you know, the difference. Let's say something did happen, and I was gone. Would they be upset because they stayed away from me for these months because they were worried about passing it on. I noticed that Fauci has been talking about his daughters, and because he's 79, they don't want to go to his house for Thanksgiving, because even though you're a young, quote, vigorous guy, you're 79 years old. And we'll be going from cities that have a lot of coronavirus, and we don't want to pass it on to you. So they send their love to him via Zoom. So he says, sounds, that's kind of a hard argument, isn't it?
It's very difficult for our elderly dealing with their grandkids, even with their kids, because of the isolation. You know, these are the issues that are going to have long-term effects on us. There are so many long-term effects that isolation has on us, so much more dramatically than just the sudden acute deaths that we're counting. Yeah. And we can talk about all of the long-term effects of isolation. And this is why a lot of public health people are rethinking whether isolation is the best, except for those who are at high risk of getting severe COVID-19.
Yeah. And that's why we kind of need to go back to school. We need to open up businesses. So you go to the restaurant. You take matters into your own hand. It's time for you to be able to make your own decisions on this and live with the decisions that you make. I think that's kind of where it's all at. Now, there are a couple of more COVID things we need to talk about before we move on to some other things. Because this is still the issue of the day. We talk about it in the next half hour.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump says he's feeling strong ahead of a return to the campaign trail. In an interview with Fox News, Trump said he's feeling good a week after being hospitalized for COVID-19.
I feel really good. I feel very strong. I know a lot of people that have had the COVID, or the China virus, as I call it, because it came from China. But I feel really, really strong, and a lot of people don't feel that way sometimes for a while afterwards, but very good.
The president will hold his first in-person event since his coronavirus diagnosis today on the South Lawn of the White House. The event is expected to feature remarks from the president on law and order and continued protests around the country. Attendees are being told they'll have to wear masks on the White House grounds and will go through a coronavirus screening on the way in. The president returns to the campaign trail on Monday with a rally in Sanford, Florida. This is USA Radio News. Is a virtual presidential debate a waste of time and bandwidth? Well, apparently so. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
The Commission on Presidential Debates has canceled the debate plan for Tuesday. The next face-off was planned between President Trump and Joe Biden to be held online after the president announced he'd contracted coronavirus. The president then promptly announced he would not participate in the virtual format, calling it a waste of time. Experts did agree that from a technical standpoint, that supporting the Internet for millions of potential viewers could be a logistical nightmare. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
And much of central Louisiana remains under a flash flood warning after Hurricane Delta dropped more than a foot of rain on the area. The storm, which is now a tropical storm, is making its way through northern Louisiana and is expected to head into northern Mississippi and the Tennessee Valley later today and Sunday, bringing with it risks of tornadoes and more flash flooding. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Second half hour on the air, this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida. I'm Doug Steffen. We were talking, we've gone back and forth on a couple of different things here. The things that were done to help the president get over his COVID, some people thought that Pence had signs of it because his eyes were all bloodshot. And isn't it a matter of fact that the COVID more often enters through your eyes than any other organ, open organ in your body?
The most common entry to the body is the nose. Probably 70% gets in through the nose. That's the most common. Then the mouth, and thirdly, the eyes. Mm-hmm. He was probably just up studying and working extra, but anyway, let's talk a little bit more about the treatment for President Trump.
Please.
There's a lot there. What's most exciting was this monoclonal antibody cocktail that was given to him. It's produced by Regeneron. And this entailed two specific antibodies that were manufactured that selectively destroy the ability of the virus to hold on in the receptor in the airway. It just takes out these little claws that the virus has to hold on in your body, and then it just gets washed away. It's really a clever way of getting rid of it. The fact that we could selectively make it, and in the past, although we've had good luck treating bacteria because they live outside the cell, the problem with our ability giving drugs for viruses which live inside cells. Remember, viruses can't survive unless they have a living body, another cell to live off of, inside of. So the collateral damage that has occurred in the past with drugs when we give them into humans who are sick with a virus is often very horrible, and the human gets harmed before the virus gets harmed. But this is like a torpedo directly to the virus. There's no collateral damage. It goes right to a spot that is picked on the virus that's unique to the virus. And on this COVID-19 disease, the virus has its limbs just severed off. It can't hold on to the human airway anymore. It gets washed away and it's gone. And that is what was given to President Trump initially. It had been in phase three trial. Both he got the Regeneron one. Eli Lilly is also applying to the FDA for an emergency use authority. And this is very exciting. I think it's a total game changer in how we treat. And also, these are going to be exciting because the FDA this week extended by 2 months the monitoring time they want after you're given the vaccines that are right now in trial to make sure there are no unexpected bad effects. So we're going to need for even another 2 more months now very good therapeutics. So I think this is going to make the monoclonal antibody cocktail even more important. And I read right before we went on the show that President Trump was going to make sure that anyone who needs these get them for free. The government was going to cover the cost. And these would be widely available, hopefully shortly, as the companies that produce them get them out. I understand that Regeneron's saying that they have at least 50,000 doses ready to go and should have 100,000 more doses ready to go very shortly. And with Eli Lilly also having theirs, this should be available to most of us very quickly.
All right. So that's some good news.
The other thing that was given, the other two things that were given to President Trump was remdesivir, and this works by decreasing the ability of the virus to replicate. And then dexamethasone was also given because there's what we call a phase two reaction about 7 to 10 days after the onset of COVID. What gets you is the immune system in your own body overreacting, and this can cause from head to toe clotting, and this is what has done many people in, and that's why he was also given some dexamethasone to suppress and try to avoid this phase two reaction, this late action of the immune system, which can be very deadly.
All right, so there are a lot of things here. We're getting into not the weeds, but I think it's important to understand that the president is okay and in good hands, and at least
Can I make one other comment?
Yeah.
Because I've heard many people say, oh, you know, he's the president. Why did he get treated like this?
Because he's the president.
Well, there's plenty of historical precedent of the president getting the cutting-edge treatment before it's widely available to the public. It goes back to President Roosevelt, FDR. Yes. FDR suffered from high blood pressure. Today we take it for granted, but back in the 40s, high blood pressure was not treated.
Kennedy got treatment for
Addison's disease early on, and then President Carter for his brain cancer. So there's plenty of examples of the presidents getting cutting-edge treatments before it's generally available to the public. So there's nothing different here.
All right. So let's pause for a moment. I want to do a couple of things, and then I want to get back to this great Barrington declaration that has been not talked about enough, as a matter of fact. And we need to also visit the vaccine process. A lot of things. I think we're still bound to stick to mostly discussion about COVID because that's just the way it is. All right, we're moving along now. Program today, and most every day that you hear this program, you'll hear some information about Calitrin, which is the number one way to lose weight in our country. There's a new deal, I kind of like the idea of looking at things in a different way. So for some years now, I've been talking to you about this product, Calitrin, but now there's another product that they have that you can get using the same mechanism. That is, go to the website, which is toploss.com, and when you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin, you can get a 90-day supply, another 90-day supply of Calitrin, or you can get a 90-day supply of what they call Belly Blast. That comes to you free. This is something that is fairly new. What they're doing is dealing with the issue that many of you have, that extra fat around your midriff. Women especially need to get rid of it because it's very dangerous. Dangerous for men, but more dangerous for women. So the benefits of Calitrin, it is the world's best drug-free weight loss program. Also boosts your energy levels, better digestion, joint pain, better sleep, all of that good stuff. And if you're going to invest in the Calitrin, the Belly Blast investment curbs sugar cravings. It is an appetite suppressant of sorts. It has three fat burners that target the midsection, and it's also an herbal diuretic. So all of those things can be yours. Let's go online right now to toploss.com. Check this stuff all out. When you're checking out, speaking of checking, use the discount code DJV. No shipping charges will accrue. It's a fabulous way for you to get that weight off and keep it off and get rid of the look, if you will. That's all at toploss.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won, 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Moving back into our focus on you and your health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, Mount Dura, Florida, heard around the country and around the world on our website, gooddayhealthshow.com, where you can hear all the podcasts, discussions of medical things. Actually, we do that, too, now. The DJV show has a download. That's the Monday through Friday program that I do, and we talk about the evils of sugar and fructose, Ken, being... what it does, alcohol being so full of sugar, that sort of stuff. That's part of at least what we talk about on the DJV download at djvshow.com. Now, this great Barrington Declaration that has been getting some attention, not as much as it should. Why do you think it's hard for people why do you think this hasn't spread around more people paid attention?
Why do you think? But let's first, it's all politics, of course.
Of course,
boy. Politics. So this was a declaration that was authored and signed in Great Barrington, United States. And it was signed initially by three leading professors in the country. One, a professor of medicine at Harvard University. One, a professor of immunology and epidemiology at Oxford, and then another, a professor, a physician and epidemiologist and health economist at Stanford. So these are not exactly shady lowlives. These are prominent academics the what are considered the most acclaimed universities in the world. And what they're doing is saying, whoa, let's think. And these are experts in their field. So they're not, you know, smart people at great institutions outside of their field. So this is their field, how to protect the public from pandemics. And they're saying, whoa, folks, let's rethink this. Are we acting in the best interest of everybody for the long run by shutting down our lives and just going inside? And they have put together what's called, and you can all go look at it, the Great Barrington Declaration. It's infectious disease epidemiologists, public health scientists. They're concerned about the damaging physical and mental health impacts from the prevailing COVID-19 policies. And they're recommending what they call an approach called focused protection, so that those who we now know who are at highest risk, the elderly, those who have comorbid conditions, that we protect that subgroup of the population, but let everybody else go and live their life. Yes, you may want to wear a mask, social distance, keep your hands clean, but go live your life. They will generate herd immunity over time, and we won't have all of the horrible catastrophes that are going to occur because everybody is being enclosed. I can't tell you how much cardiovascular prevention we're missing, how much cancer prevention and treatment we're missing, yep. How mm-hmm. much other diseases that are not getting diagnosed and treated. Keeping children out of school is just painful to their long-term well-being. So Doug asked, why is this not getting more attention? And it's just because politically it's not a popular thing among some people, and unfortunately we're not using common sense here. Unfortunately politics is getting in the way. But these three professors are just using good common sense and making a recommendation to use focused protection and let everybody else go live their life, you know, with some common sense.
Yep. That's what it all amounts to, common sense. All right. The COVID stuff continues, I'm sure, through the end of the year. We'll have lots of conversations still. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health with Doug Steffen.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tax Solutions Now is a complimentary referral service that connects callers to companies that provide tax services.
Money matters. If you owe thousands in back taxes to the IRS, how much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I paid less than I owe.
That's right. Money matters. So call Tax Solutions Now and get the IRS off your back. Since 2014, Tax Solutions Now has been a leader in the tax resolution industry. Remove wage garnishments, property liens, fines, and penalties. Qualify for the Fresh Start program or even uncollectible status. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I owed the IRS over $10,000.
$5,000. I paid a fraction of what I owed.
Call now to reduce or even eliminate your back taxes.
I called Tax Solutions Now and got the IRS off my back. Thanks. You saved us a ton of money.
Money matters. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you? Call now and find out.
Call 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. The questions continue. So somebody wanted to know whether heartburn drugs could be linked to diabetes. I don't understand how that could be the case. I think, haven't I been on heartburn drugs over the years that I've had the stuff with the allergies? Is that what we're talking about here? That kind of heartburn?
Well, the Nexium type of drugs.
Yeah.
That group of drugs, the proton pump inhibitors, there has been a link to long-term use to possibly raising the blood sugar. And that's why, even though they're now available over the counter, we shouldn't thoughtlessly just take them long-term. But
pop them like little pills.
Exactly. But if you're going to be on them for more than a week or two, please talk to your doctor. The other group of medications that we use for acid suppression, Pepcid, which is getting a lot of attention locally because there's some possibility it might actually provide some benefit for prevention of COVID,
but, mm-hmm.
and also in treatment. But that's another story. But that group of medications, Zantac, which many used to use, which is now off the market, the other family of acid suppression, the so-called H2 blockers, histamine 2 blockers, and there are several other than those two that I just mentioned, though that family has not been associated with a decrease in blood sugar.
Am I right? Do I remember? Is it Zantac or some other drug that begins with a Z that's used to sort of confront or deal with depression? Why do I think it's
that's
the same thing?
That's Xanax with an X.
Oh, Xanax.
X-A-N-A-X. And it does sound too common. That's a common issue that people
confusion.
Have.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Is it true, Dr. Ken, that dark chocolate is really better for you than milk chocolate? I don't, the answer to this isn't going to affect me because I don't like dark chocolate at all. I like the milk chocolate, but milk chocolate has sugar in it, right? And dark chocolate doesn't? Is that the difference?
What we're talking now is the antioxidant density for helping to keep the circulation healthy. And dark chocolate is incredibly dense in antioxidants that are health-promoting to the circulation. But it does have a lot of saturated fat and sugar, and that's why you can't overdo it. You have to thread that needle. So it's thought a square of dark chocolate a day is where the sweet spot is, if you will, in terms of benefit and risk. So, and you know, but the problem is I can't just stop there, so I don't even start.
Yeah, I think you and me as both. All right, the question about waking up at night. You and I have been talking about that. I have had cramps because of some of the effects of the statins. Other people get up at night, both men and women, as they get older, to go to the bathroom. Is that normal? Do you wake up at night and you go to the bathroom or do whatever? Do most people readily go back to sleep?
Well, night cramps, leg cramps that people wake up for, most people get them because you stop taking fluids because you don't want to wake up in the middle of the night to urinate. And you have to thread that needle that you're either going to wake up in the middle of the night to urinate or wake up in the middle of the night to have leg cramps because your volume depleted. So you have to know your own body. You have to know that you take enough to thread that needle and avoid both of them. And if you are waking up to urinate quite a bit and you're a male over the age of 60 or over any age, but especially as you're getting more older, you have to worry about your prostates getting enlarged, time to talk to the urologist. But with adequate fluid intake, getting closer to bedtime, usually most of us can avoid waking up with leg cramps. And getting a good night's sleep, quality sleep, is so important.
All right. Last question has to do with appendicitis. Is it true that you can avoid surgery now if you have appendicitis? I thought once it explodes, you got to get it out of you, right?
Well, one of the great breakthroughs in the last few years is the ability to use antibiotics, and there's a big list of them that are effective to treat an appendicitis. And in the New England Journal of Medicine this week, there's an article that 7 in 10 appendicitis patients treated with antibiotics avoid surgery.
All right. So there's a word to the wise. So there are a lot of things that are changing in the medical world, a lot of new questions, but some of the things, heart disease, cancer, all that stuff, you still need to answer those questions, so help yourself. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.